Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. Round 9 of the 2025 NFR is officially in the books. I kind of can't believe how fast this week feels like it's flown by. It has been a lot of work, full of a lot of excitement, but it is hard to believe that we are at the finish line. Tonight, again, familiar faces. Lightning Aguilera and Caden Perfilly took the Round 9 win. This marks their third win of the 2025 NFR. They were 3.4 seconds tonight as the last team out. They pocketed another $36,667 a man, and they have now collected $130,846 a man inside the Thomas & Mack. So they've officially jumped from 15th and 14th in the world when they entered Las Vegas to 6th and 5th. Now, heading into Round 10, things are all over the place. Colton Schmidt and Jonathan Torres continue to lead the aggregate. They were 4.3 tonight in Round 9 to hold that lead, as well as their world standings lead, with $294,451 for Colton and $286,185 for Jonathan. Caleb Driggers and Junior, however, not that they were ever out of the conversation, but they've really moved back up there in the world standings again. They now sit third and second in the world, and they trail by $19,714 for Driggers and $11,448 for Junior. Andrew Ward and Jake Long, they're second in the average now behind Colton and Jonathan, and they trail them by 7.1 seconds. They're also fifth and fourth in the world. That deficit has kind of grown, so they are $47,472 behind Colton for Andrew and $40,952 behind Jonathan for Jake. But our round winners, Lightning and Caden, they are back on the Short Score again for the third time this week to talk about their win and more in this episode, which is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the stallion that wins everywhere he goes. AQHA World Champ, PRCA Champ, Calgary Champ, and now the first AQHA World Champion stallion ever to rope at the NFR. Oz breedings are $500 off all NFR long, and you can lock in your contract at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156. You'll notice a interjection from T-Wade. We don't really know what was said when T-Wade walked in and interrupted the interview, but we figured we'd leave their conversation in for you guys to figure out for yourself.
I'm afraid we'll try to break the record. That's
right. Well, that was a wild round of team roping.
Yeah.
Tell me, you guys were last out. That steer, nobody had won a dime on that steer yet. Give me the rundown. What were you thinking?
I figured I had to go at him before he was kind of wanted to be kind of low-headed and stuff, and so offensively went at him, and that worked out. So, but not our favorite steer, but worked out. So,
yeah. How about you? Tell
me. Yeah, that's kind of like he said. Like nobody's won nothing on that steer, and he kind of like the last time around six, he kind of wanted to go off to the left, but he got it on him so fast. He was great. He did a great job handling and everything.
Horse change. Tell me about it.
The sorrel, he's kind of. I feel like I could maybe get a little better goes on them. I mean, the gray is so solid that it's hard to get off of them, but figured wouldn't hurt nothing to try the sorrel. I mean, I've been fast on them before. And
they said that's your north side horse, is that?
He's actually no good at north sides. Why I didn't want to ride him out here for some reason. I was like, I'm going to try him at north side, see how he does. He does terrible there, but he was awesome here, and I rode him 3.5 at Albuquerque, 3.5 at Pasadena.
What's his name? How old
Slick.
Is he?
He's 17.
Slick. Where'd he come from?
Shea Carroll.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So. But he's been awesome to have. He's fun, and I bought him the year my gray collect needed something to ride, and I rode him starting in the northwest, and he's been fun to have as a second horse. So keeps paying himself off.
Yeah, Caden, this was a fun NFR. Has been, so it's not over yet. So this has been a very fun NFR for you. Tell me about this, the taste, I guess, of all these wins.
You know, it's been really good. Like that horse that I got to ride here, he's been a game changer here for me. He's fast and he's easy, and he never really seems to put you in a bad spot, and always lets you see the feet. So that's pretty special to me for them to let me ride him. So it's been awesome.
Who are you guys working with next year?
I'm going to ride with Wyatt Cox again.
You're going to ride with Wyatt again?
I'm going to ride with Britton again.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this was a fun little side quest.
Yep. Fun. 10 days of roping. And we're gonna rope with Odessa at the jackpots and so in the One Star Shootout until he cuts me, I guess. So we'll see.
You gonna cut him?
No, I don't plan on it. We live right down the road, so we can practice a lot and stuff. So.
Do you see our TikTok?
Huh? No. Good job.
Yeah. Not even we would fight you or Dwayne Wade. So.
Andrew and Jake.
And Dustin and Levi.
Good work.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak. Let's talk about the gray everyone is watching at the NFR, Oz on a Hot Streak. He's by a streak of fling out of a homebred One Hot Jose daughter raised at Rockin' Oz Ranch in Nebraska. Oz has earned over $400,000, won major rodeos, placed top 10 at the AQHA World Show in both ends, and earned PRCA Heel Horse of the Year runner-up honors. Now he steps into the Thomas & Mack as the first AQHA World Champion stallion ever to rope inside that building. All NFR long, Solo Select is offering $500 off of every Oz breeding. Lock your contract in at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
Right? Dustin Levi had him?
Yeah, Dustin Levi had him around three.
I don't think he's been turned yet.
No.
Yeah, they said Andrew Ward missed. I'm like, yeah. He got Andrew. It's probably not going to be real easy, but it worked out luckily.
What did you do? Did you just get a faster roll at him?
I got a pretty good roll and kind of got a little wide. That saw kind of widened, and so I was able to kind of be at a little better angle, I guess, which I knew he was going to be kind of low-headed from the other two videos, and so worked out, honestly.
That horse is awesome. What is your regular season horse?
My sorrel mare, I call her Grace. She's she's out of that. I don't even know what stud it is, but she's maybe gonna be an angel or gonna trash you or something like that. So yeah, I think that's what she's out of. But she's very special. I've been rodeoing on her my first year in 23 when she was six. I started rodeoing on her, and she hadn't changed or missed a beat. But for me here, she kind of like the last three rounds here last year, I kind of struggled. Like the steers were getting a little bit more probably smarter, a little bit tougher, and I didn't feel like whenever they'd come left, I felt like I would get too far around them. So because she really likes to get around them, but other than that, anywhere else, I can ride her anywhere, Cheyenne, I mean, any rodeo. And mainly, she's the one I rode pretty much all year long, so she's pretty special to me.
And tomorrow night gets to just be fun again. You get to try to break the record, Tanner said.
Yeah, it's probably easy for him to say, but no, we're just hopefully draw good and be 3-4 again. That would be good to me. So.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Good job, guys. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. We have one more night in Vegas, and it is just not going to be a night that you want to miss. I'm predicting a action-packed night. I feel like we always see that in round 10. So make sure that you're following along on our website, teamropejournal.com, and our social media, you know, to get the best insights, because we are pretty dang good at what we do, if I may say so myself. So once again, thanks to Oz on a Hot Streak for bringing you all of your short score episodes this week of our Vegas edition. The Stallion raising the bar for rope horse performance. Take advantage of $500 off during the NFR by locking in your contract at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.